Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms. It uses matchmakers, real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
This July 4th, avoid the headache of holiday traffic and hard-to-find city parking with Metro North Railroad. It's the easy, comfortable, traffic-free way to Grand Central and to a great view of the fireworks.
Napa know-how.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa know-how. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
5225.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance. 1-0 Cubs. Home run, Wilson Contreras to left.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
301 for the Chicago Wolves update studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs could all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
No news from MLB on that front. And with his shoulder, my understanding from our medical guys as of last night was that he would be cleared to play today. I know he's not in the lineup. It's just being conservative with him to give him an extra day.
Cubs president Theo Epstein with the latest on Addison Russell's issues on and off the field. Epstein, a guest on the Bernstein and Goff show. Javi Baez playing short tonight after his stellar performance in last night's win over the Nationals. Tonight, it's game two in Washington. Jake Arrieta and Max Scherzer, the starters. Anthony Rizzo is back in the leadoff spot. White Sox are now a season low 11 games under 500. They've lost 7 of their last 8, including last night's opener against the Yankees. Game two against New York is tonight on the south side. NBA, the new era of Bulls basketball officially underway with front office chief John Paxson introducing the three players he acquired on draft night, Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and Lauri Markkanen.
We've got three high quality, high character young men to join our organization. We believe they're going to play the game the right way and fit into everything that we're doing. So it's an exciting day for us, and it's we've defined our direction. We're going to make decisions based on that direction from this day forward, and we're happy to have you guys here. We really are.
But Paxson also says the Bulls' rebuild will take time. So here's the deal with Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo. Paxson says if Wade wants a buyout, it has to benefit the Bulls. He also says no decision has been made yet on Rondo's future. Elsewhere, the Celtics reportedly heavily pursuing both Gordon Hayward and Paul George. And Carmelo Anthony's wife tells Wendy Williams that the most important thing this offseason is that Anthony is with a team that's close to their son. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Golfers, this summer, text Amstel to 55755 and visit the Amstel light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel light purchase. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
For the next 2 days, I am a bachelor.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
My wife and son went to Omaha for the College World Series.
Yaha time in the Bernstein household.
Yeah, I'm all alone. My daughter's away at camp, and I'm just...
Well, I mean, grease yourself up and find some new things. See what's grown on you in the last couple of years or so.
I don't know what you mean.
Merry Christmas, little fella. We know that you're in there, and that you're all alone.
I have the entire house to myself.
What do you think you're going to do?
I am going to do nothing. Other than the transgression of not making the bed, that's going to feel awesome.
King in the castle, king in the castle. Have a chair, I have a chair. King in the castle.
I'm going to not make the bed.
Nice.
Yep.
I don't make the bed on the edge.
I'm going to eat at the coffee table. Yep. I'm going to drink San Pellegrino out of the bottle.
Uh-oh. 2 days alone? Going to walk around naked? Walk around the house naked?
It's like you're living in the Playboy Mansion.
But the thing you don't realize is that there's good naked and bad naked.
Just look at your little guy and say, scream if you want. Nobody's going to hear you.
Tell you, I'm having a time. Stay out late. Come home drunk. Yes. And what's the difference? I don't know. It's a mindset.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
We were just talking about that during the break, that I got one more night, and I love these 6 o'clock starts. Because I was in bed, I was the day over at 9:40. I was donezo.
So, is it clear that they're coming back, or if LSU wins, wouldn't there be?
They're coming back anyway because he has a game tomorrow night.
Okay,
so he's got to be back for his game, and they just go for a couple nights anyway. They've got no rooting interest. Although this is classic. They're going tonight, and their seats, you can see them on the cutaway. I sent out a picture at one point last night, and then my wife made me delete it because she thought that she looked bad in the picture. Like, it's a fuzzy picture that's a screenshot. She's like, no, I don't like the way I look, so take that down. I'm like, come on, it's fine. So I'm sure somebody has a capture of it somewhere. But there, when they cut away to the right-handed hitter, they're right above the right-handed hitter's head.
Okay.
And so I told my kid I'm annoying him because I knew they were going to be sitting there. So I was texting him about, like, if he's picking his nose or something. So they're hopeful that Florida wins tonight because then that whole celebration is going to be right there. That's the Florida dugout right there. So they're going to see all the dog piling and everything going on right there.
They'll get some screen time, too.
The other aspect was, and I was just talking to her earlier. She goes, I hate these LSU fans. I said, why? She goes, they're so annoying. There were two of them that didn't shut up the entire time. She goes, I don't even know any of the players. I don't know anything about these schools, but they've turned me into a Florida fan.
Wow.
I said, okay, all right. Well,
that's drastic.
Yeah, I said it was, but you know, hey, I lived it up, man. I absolutely lived it up. I watched the Cubs. I flipped a little bit with the CWS, and I ordered a cheeseburger, and they delivered it, and I ate it, and I went to bed.
Have you noticed that those moments that you think are going to be like, oh, you know what, Weiss out of town, you're like, this is going to be epic.
No.
And then it's like, you fall asleep on the couch. Like, that's all you were trying to do.
That's epic enough.
Like you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go this.
The best part of the mornings, though, the best part is not having to get up, not having anyone else in the house, just a completely quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been getting up so early lately, because it's the only time where it's like total quiet. Whether it's 5:30 to 6:30 or 5 to 6, it just, there's nothing.
Yeah, and now you don't have to worry about waking anybody up. Like, you
making
can...
lunches. I don't have to make lunches for a while. It's great. Hey, check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Be sure to check them out at americanneedle.com. Yeah, tonight is homemade chicken Vesuvio night. So that's what it's going to be. If tomorrow I smell like a walking human piece of garlic, That's why.
Well, I don't have to worry about it because it looks like Jay is going to be back tomorrow. He can deal with it.
That'll be his deal, and this poor microphone windscreen will have to deal with it. But it will be remind me of Doug Buffone because every time the combination of the microphone cover and garlic, it's Buffone. All right, so the Bulls met today in front of the media. They had a whole tableau of coaches and executives and new players. And Coach Fred Hoiberg was asked if it looks like he's got a team tailored to what he wants to do.
Well, I'm really excited about the opportunity to coach this young group of players, Nick. And, with the players that we have coming back from last year's roster, the five guys that we had in a rotation last year that had 1 or 2 years of experience, I think will fit very well with our new players. It's an exciting time, for me, to be able to grow with these guys. I think it's a hard playing group of guys that have a very good skill set. And, I've been big fans of these guys, just really getting to watch Lowry these last couple of days on film. With his ability to stretch the floor and I think play both frontline positions is where this league is going. With his ability to shoot it, with his ability to play make, put the ball on the ground, he's sneaky athlete. We were huge fans of Chris last year in the draft. I think that's pretty well documented. His ability to push the ball up the floor and play up-tempo basketball is also something I'm very excited about. And then Zach, is a guy that, not many people have the athletic skill set that he has, his ability to get out, up and down the floor, his ability to shoot the basketball from anywhere. And again, fit in with the guys that we had last year with, the five first and second year players with Denzel and with Paul, with Jaron, with Chris and with Bobby, as well as obviously some of the other veterans that we have coming back. So. I'm very excited about coaching this group of guys.
This question's for Chris back here. John Greenberg from The Athletic. Bulls had a lot of point guards last year. They're trying to work in young guys. Some had some struggled a little bit shooting. And we talked a lot about point guard of the future. What makes you think you could be that point guard of the future? And how have you been working on maybe improving your shooting a little bit?
I think just by being in the gym every day, just show my team that I'm committed, to work hard and, learn the game and, buy into the system. I think that's the biggest thing. In order to, do what you want to do, you have to build each and everybody's trust. And I think that's what I'm going to just come in here and do. Be myself, let my personality show and just show guys that I'm willing to work with them.
This is for Zach, Megan Mowicki, CBS Chicago. Playing in Minnesota alongside two top picks, obviously, how much now being center stage do you think that will even help you maybe grow and develop even faster?
I appreciate my time in Minnesota with those guys. Those are my best friends. And, it teaches you a lot, especially growing up as a young 19-year-old and then all the way to, now, still young at 22. But, I'm ready for it, very humble. And, it's time to get going. I'm going to come here, work my butt off like I always do. Going here full confidence and, I'm just extremely excited to get this ball rolling and, see what we can do.
John, Rick Morrissey from the Sun-Times. This trade has been pretty roundly criticized, and I wonder, kind of as a competitive guy, what your reaction is to that and your feelings about kind of the reception of this.
When you make a deal like this, I've always said this, if you're thinking about it in terms of winning and losing, it's the wrong way to look at it. We defined a direction. And I've always felt, if you're going to talk in those terms, Jimmy Butler's an all-star player. So Minnesota got a great player in this deal. But we've defined our direction. And we've sat here for, we made the playoffs 9 out of 10 years, wasn't good enough. And we have to now reset what we're about. And I'm telling you, last night when we sat down with these three young men, they are quality people and they're really good basketball players. And we have an opportunity to let them grow with our head coach and with this coaching staff. The summer so far, before we even made the trade, our young guys have been terrific. I'm excited about what the environment in this building is going to be like heading forward. And we're thrilled to have them. I'm not worried about perception. We understand this will take time and is a process, but as long as these kids can play hard and compete, our fans will appreciate them and we'll get better.
Fred.
Fred, Casey Johnson, Chicago Tribune. Since Gar and John spoke at the end of the season, they talked about the premium that's going to be placed on player development, and they've also talked about how much the young players have been buying into the offseason program. How confident are you, especially now that you've flipped over the roster and got even younger, how confident are you in that department, and are there examples from last season that you point to that show some growth in that area?
Sure, yeah. I'm very confident in our player development department, Casey. And, you know, you look at last year, there was only five teams in the league that played five players in their first and second year. The other four were Phoenix, Philadelphia, New York, and Miami. And, you know, we developed our young guys and made the playoffs. And that was our goal last year, was to develop our younger players and again try to get into the postseason, which we did accomplish. Obviously, there were some frustrations with last year as well, with inconsistent play. The thing is, it's absolutely true what John said about the guys buying in to our offseason development program. They've been here. They all took about 2 or 3 weeks off. They've been here the last month, not only the five guys that I mentioned, but, you know, Nico has been in here every day, looks terrific. Campaign has been in here every day. These three guys are all willing to get back in this gym. So you're going to have 10 of your players in this gym working towards next season and developing not only their skill set, but also developing chemistry, which is going to be very important for this roster moving forward. So, you know, I'm excited about what we've accomplished so far this summer. And I'm looking forward to getting out in the summer league, where we should have quite a few of our guys on that roster.
Sean Hyken, The Athletic. There's a question for Lowry. How comfortable are you playing both front court positions? I know you played a lot of four in college, but in the modern NBA, fives have to kind of be able to go out and shoot. So are you going to be able to play both front court positions?
Yeah, I'm really comfortable doing both things. So I've played all five positions during my whole life, just starting from a guard, and just last season played at the five. So I'm really comfortable doing both. On defensive end, and both on offense too.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. For Zach, as excited as you are to get going, you're coming off an injury that in this league is regarded as benefiting from a calendar year of recovery. You're also joining a franchise that John said the other night they wanted to be conservative and probably a little gun shy about ACLs. How are you going to balance your eagerness to contribute here and get involved with doing the smart thing by your injury?
Regardless, I'm going to be safe. You know, that's the main thing, is always being safe. And, I always have to take care of, you know, myself and this franchise as well. So I'm going to be safe. I'm going to do everything I can, you know, physically to get back. And then when I'm at that point, you know, I'm going to be ready. But, I'm the type of person that's going to work my butt off to get there as fast as possible. And, you know, I'm going to be ready when I am there.
Hi, this is a question for Lowry. Dave Koerner, WBBM Radio. How much work do you see ahead of you when it comes to perfecting the defensive game in the NBA?
I know there's a work to do, like always, but I'm the type of person who's just going to be in the gym, and I'm going to work on that. And I know I'm going to get better when I just put the work in, so I'm pretty confident that it's going to happen.
For John, Cody Westerlund with 670 The Score. Have you made any headway on the Rajon Rondo decision, whether to bring him back, and how's this trade affect that? And you also mentioned veteran leadership the other day. How much of that you want? How many veterans do you want in this group?
Well, that'll still to be determined. We as far as Rajon, we've told you how highly we think of him. Zach and Rajon share the same agent. Bill Duffy is here today, so we're gonna sit down with Bill and talk through, but we do understand that veterans are important for a young basketball team, the right veterans, the guys that are good teammates, are supportive of the young guys, and can continue to teach them how to be pros. So those are things we'll be addressing.
Siafa Lewis, NBC 5 Chicago. This question is for Chris. I know you're a young man, you've worked very hard to get where you are, but I'm assuming last year was the least successful season of basketball in your young life. What do you think you learned most, and how will that help propel you forward?
Don't ever give up. You know, throughout my whole life, you know, I had a lot of ups and downs in personal life, and, you know, the reason why I got here is because I never gave up. I have a great family who's here today. I have a great friends, and, you know, they always push me, you know, no matter what. And my personal mentality is just to never give up. Last year, I accept that I had a bad year, but I'm always in the gym right now. Every day I'm trying to get in the gym so that I don't have to have a bad year this year. So to answer your question, just never give up.
Chris Cook, Chicago Tribune. Lowry, I know you're in the United States last year, but not only adjusting to life in the NBA, but I think you're probably still adjusting to kind of life in the United States. What are the challenges of balancing that, especially in a city like Chicago?
I never had any problems adjusting to living here, so it was really easy for me, so that's not a problem for me, and especially Chicago, what I've seen looks a lot like home, so I'm going to be really comfortable here.
Sam Smith with Bulls.com. Is it Lowry? How do you pronounce his name?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just have a question also other than that one. You know, we Americans are big on stereotypes, and even though it's not a good idea, we still use them all the time. When you're 7 foot and a white guy, the notion is, well, you're soft. And so how do you answer that when people bring that up? And they bring it up in the, unfortunately, United States. Now, I don't like to be partying, I said.
I know the stereotype is there, but I don't include myself in that. It's just, I'm not soft, I play hard. But I see why it's there, but I think it's getting away slowly from players just coming from overseas and changing that. So.
John, Casey Johnson, Chicago Tribune. You mentioned it's important to have the right veterans on this team. How much conversation or contact have you had with Dwayne Wade since the Jimmy Butler trade? And there's quite a bit of speculation about whether or not he may ask for a buyout. Where do you guys stand on that?
Well, I know Gar has spoken to Leon Rose, Dwayne's agent. And as far as a buyout has not been broached, I will say this, that in this type of scenario, it would have to benefit us. It would absolutely have to benefit us. Dwayne was a great pro last year, and he's been around a lot of different situations. You know, he was in Miami when they, you know, had a couple of rebuilding years as well. So right now we're operating under the assumption that he'll be here. But like I said, if that subject is ever broached by them, then it would have to be advantageous for us.
Fred, Vince Goodwell, CSN Chicago. John and Gar have talked about player development with some of these young guys. When you look at Zach and how much room he has to grow, what type of player do you foresee him developing into over the next couple of years, assuming his injury is, he's fully recovered from that?
Well, I'll tell you this, Vince. I know a lot of people in the Timberwolves organization from my time playing there and also working in the front office. And the way that people just rave about his work ethic, about his daily approach, about the time he spends in the gym, about how he has tackled this injury on a daily basis, you know, to get himself back on the court as soon as possible. It's unbelievable. So he's got a high ceiling because of how athletic he is and the way he shoots the ball. He's still got a lot of room to grow. And it's exciting when you have a guy that can get out and make highlight level plays above the rim and also shoot the ball 5 feet behind the three-point line, you've got a guy that you can do a lot of things with. So, you know, we sitting back in our coaches' meetings since this trade has been made, you know, we spent an hour on the floor this morning just trying to put in things that can benefit and put these guys in positions on the basketball court to take advantage of those skill sets. It's very exciting right now with this young group, not just with these three guys sitting up here today, but also with the other young pieces that we have on this roster. So. It's exciting to think about the possibilities of what you can do with players like them and with players like Zach with the skill set that he has.
I'll add this too. The fact that, you know, we talk all the time, players in this league generally get in their prime 26, 27 years old. You know, obviously our two, Chris and Lowry, have, you know, huge upside in terms of development, but, you know, Zach's still a young guy, and he's not even reached his prime yet. So that's what's exciting, is that they're all three are really talented. They all have the work ethic that we all want to see, and yet their prime is well in front of them. That they have a great opportunity to grow as basketball players and grow together and with these other young guys we have within this organization. That remains the most exciting part about this. And I think that's where we're going to, you know, again, define how we're going to, what we're going to be as an organization.
Zach, Josh Friedman, WGN TV. As a fellow Pac-12 guy, did you watch Lowry play at Arizona? What were your thoughts of him, and what excites you about playing with him for years to come?
Yeah, I watched a couple games, you know, watching the UCLA guy, so I have to introduce him into, you know, every time we play, we don't have a little game or something like that between us and Arizona. So, but no, he can spread the floor. He can really shoot that thing. And whenever you have somebody in a pick and roll that can shoot, they have to respect that. So, and, you know, I've seen a lot of them. I'm definitely going and do some research and, you know him more personally now. But, you know, I'm also very excited to play with someone like that, of that caliber.
John, this question is for you. Just wondering what your message is to your fans, your customers. Are you asking for patience during this period of time? Are you calling it a rebuild? And whether you call that or not, again, basically, what is your message to your fans?
Well, we've changed our direction. We were not satisfied with being middle of the pack, kind of in no man's land, and so we defined it. And I think that you know, you ask for patience because it's going to be, as you see with teams that do rebuild, it takes time. But I think if you do it in the right way with high character people, which we're going to do, and you put a team out there that Fred, who's done, he and his staff have done a terrific job already this summer. They just keep demanding that these guys play the right way, work hard every day. They'll see a product out there that I think they can be proud of, and will see hope. And you know, so look, there will be painful times. There always are, but I think when you're all unified in the direction you're going, and that's the only agenda, you have a chance. So we've defined it, and I think our fans, if they give us time and are patient, we'll show them results.
That's John Paxson, the Bulls executive vice president, and welcome to a very barren immediate future if you're a Chicago Bulls fan. This segment brought to you by AutoZone. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $23.99. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Want to find out what you think? 312-644-6767. They're very, very pleased with themselves for declaring a new direction, but it doesn't seem to be enough for some. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
Joe Maddon.
Who's the best guy? Who are the top 3 or 4 guys you want to hit the most in your lineup on a daily basis? Put him at the top. You don't want to put a smaller guy up there that's a shortstop or a second baseman, because that's what they did back in 1947. That's not what you do.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. As mentioned, Russell Westbrook took down the NBA MVP award last night, and it was a truly well-deserved award. However, the real MVP of last night was not Russell Westbrook. It was a different Russell, better known as Bill Russell, who received the Lifetime Achievement Award. And when you run down his list of accomplishments, it sounds like 3 or 4 lifetimes. And he accepted the award last night from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaq O'Neal, David Robinson, Dikembe Mutombo, and Alonzo Mourning. And when he came on stage, he looked those 5 Hall of Famers up and down, counted them off, and then let them have it.
I would kick your ass.
Absolute truth. I know Bill Russell was 83, just as I know none of them want any of that. Goosebumps from the GOAT. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home. Easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience?
lets you stream on 5 devices at once, brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
This is the week to shop, a very special Knaus BMW sales event featuring over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs, including a great selection of late model BMW coupes, sedans, convertibles, and sports activity vehicles in pristine condition with prices as attractive as our inventory, along with special leasing and finance offers from Knaus BMW through BMW Financial Services. You'll be surprised to see just how much BMW you can get for your money. Plus, isn't it nice to know the BMW you choose is covered by a CPO protection plan for ultimate peace of mind? The Knaus BMW sales event on certified pre-owned BMWs. Don't let that perfect one get away. Knaus BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, knausbmw.com.
Thursdays this June, Pottawatomie presents Summer Treasures. A fortune valued at over $150,000 will be discovered, with single gems worth up to $10,000. Summer Treasures, playing Thursdays June 8th through 29th, only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/treasures to start your adventure. Must be at least 21 years old and a Fire Keepers Club member to participate.
This July 4th, avoid the headache of holiday traffic and hard-to-find city parking with Metro North Railroad. It's the easy, comfortable, traffic-free way to Grand Central and to a great view of the fireworks.
Napa know-how.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa know-how. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit 1 Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Housing lender.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz and Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal.
For VAS. Saturday, join Chris Tannehill and the Score at Floor and Decor on Oakton Street in Skokie from noon to 2 for their food and fun event. Stop by for fantastic prices and giveaways. Floor and Decor, everything you need to complete your project all under one roof.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
Approaching 3:33 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
This year's club, we've played largely 500 ball, and there's just a lot more open-ended questions. So we're looking to we're still looking to upgrade the club. Don't get me wrong, but there's more areas to address, more issues, and trading significant future value for something that's just only a short-term gain probably doesn't make as much sense.
Like last year when the Cubs traded Gleyber Torres for Aroldis Chapman. Cubs president Theo Epstein with his thought process on possible trades this season. Epstein a guest on the Bernstein and Goff Show. The Cubs in Washington tonight. Jake Arrieta and Max Scherzer the starters. Anthony Rizzo back in the leadoff spot. Miguel Montero is the catcher. On the south side, White Sox send Jose Quintana to the mound against the Yankees. NBA with the Bulls beginning their rebuilding plan. That leaves Dwayne Wade in an interesting place. He's due to make $24 million next year, a buyout possible, but only if it's to John Paxson's benefit.
Dwayne was a great pro last year, and he's been around a lot of different situations. You know, he was in Miami when they, you know, had a couple rebuilding years as well. So right now we're operating under the assumption that he'll be here. But like I said, if that subject is ever broached by them, then it would have to be advantageous for us.
Now, as for Rajon Rondo, Paxson says the Bulls haven't made a decision yet on his future with the team. Football 34-year-old Vince Young, yeah, that Vince Young, the former NFL quarterback who was recently waived by the CFL team in Saskatchewan. He tells Sports Illustrated, quote, "I hate to name drop, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is still playing. He leads the league in interceptions, and he's still bleeping getting paid. I mean, what the bleep is going on?" Unquote. Fitzpatrick threw 17 picks last year for the Jets before signing with the Bucs this offseason. The most interceptions in the NFL last year were thrown by Phillip Rivers, who had 23. And, oh, by the way, Young hasn't thrown an NFL pass since 2011. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow fell 98 points. NASDAQ dropped 100 points. S&P 500 finished down 19 points. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This segment is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Mention, want to get your thoughts on what you heard from the Bulls brass today.
I just made a shot.
Nobody ever makes a shot here.
I made it.
Jason crumples up reeds, and then he throws them in. I think he's like shooting 200 from there.
On the nighttime show, that happens all the time. I'm hitting the screen, the window. But here, I made it. And you saw it.
This is Don in Arlington Heights on The Score. Hi, Don.
I don't know what you guys are worried about. They made the playoffs. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think Senn High School can make the playoffs in the East Conference anyway. So it doesn't matter what we think. They're all going to come back. They're never going to get rid of the higher up. So I got to.
That's not true. That's not true. I think after this season, I would not be surprised if there's change.
Good. Thanks, Alex.
There's a lot not true there. Yeah. Like,
the East isn't that bad either.
Well, look, I don't want the Bulls worrying about making the playoffs. Here's what I got from...
There's a lot of misunderstanding in that call.
From what they were talking about. And a Thursday night, I thought they did a terrible job of letting their vision, selling their vision of what happens next. The concept of a rebuild, which is hysterical to me because there's already precedent in this town and with another team that the guy owns.
Two teams, right.
That it's possible to sell a rebuild. I thought they did a much better job of that today. I thought that Paxson was really realistic in letting you know, especially towards the end of that press conference, of it's going to hurt. This is what we need to do. And this is how we're at least going to start going about making the change for what we are. What's interesting to me are the business decisions that the Bulls have to make with Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo. Because where I will call BS on them is you can't say that Dwayne Wade was great with the young guys when clearly, at least early on,
it was Rondo that had to step in and defend them.
And that's, I think that there's value to having Rajon Rondo on the roster next year with Chris Dunn. I think there is value to it because their player profiles coming out of college are very similar. Guys who are good athletes, great defenders, but not necessarily great offensive players when it comes to shooting. And I think that Rondo can help Dunn find his offense.
See, the problem, getting back to what you say about selling their vision, what's really weird about the Bulls is the disconnect between the hardcore basketball fans that we hear from, some of the old heads that have called this show, the people who really care about them winning a title, and the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that ensure each year that they lead the league in total attendance, in percentage of capacity, and in average attendance. What for me, this idea of winning half the games and losing half the games has fed into the idea of Bulls as compartmentalized individual game dinner theater.
Okay.
And it works. People go to one game a year. They buy their expensive ticket and they take their kids, and it's a great game production and they enjoy the product, and maybe they win, maybe they lose. They get a star to cheer for. It's that crowd. Will that crowd know? Will the people that do go to a handful of games, are they okay with losing most of those games or being non-competitive on some nights? Because really, the business victory of the Bulls has been they win these TNT games.
Right.
They beat good teams. You know, there's been so much to their formula for quote-unquote success. I'm not saying what I think is success. It's always stood in the way of everything. But everything, it's all fallen nicely for them, that they're just good enough to be just competitive enough to get just enough good wins and just enough regular season nights, that their baseline level of entertainment product has been buoyed by that. If that changes, and that's what happens in a rebuild, if more often than not, you know when you walk in, they might not play well and they're going to lose. I just wonder if that changes for that crowd. You start wondering, the constituencies to whom John Paxson's talking, I don't know that they're all listening to a press conference. I don't think that guy who's going to a Thursday night TNT game against the Cavaliers cares a damn about some larger vision of the team.
I don't think that guy is the guy that you have to worry about. And we would need to... we would need to really delve into the numbers about how many tickets do you buy, how many games do you go to a year. I don't think that's what the issue is. I think the issue is the season ticket holder who remembers the Bulls kind of having a chance when Derrick Rose was healthy, and that person never having gone away, that over the last 5 years, they've been able to sell to that person, well, you know, if things just break right for us, we're in it. When they hear at the beginning of a season or midway through a season, well, you know, the Bulls are a contender in the East, or the Bulls are a dark horse in the East. That's the customer that has been, as you say, buoying their attendance figure. I don't think it's the, hey, LeBron's in town, I want to go see LeBron person that goes, or, you know, pick a star in the league that they want to go see, or I going to go see Golden State. It's the fact that there's still 20,000 people that are in the building when Charlotte shows up.
Right.
That's the problem. And I hope that they're speaking to the fan that realizes, and I'm one of those fans when it comes to the White Sox that bought in on the rebuild. Like, I have tickets now because I wanted to reward them for making the right decision.
Here's the difference. I trust that Rick Hahn knows what he's doing. And I trust that they've figured out what the balance of power and the division of power between Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn. And I know this is Rick Hahn's rebuild. I don't know what's going on with the Bulls, and I don't know who's in charge.
You're right.
That's got to be fixed.
And my hope is that it's Pax who's in charge. And I'm not a huge PAX fan. I'm not. And he and I have had some issues out in public occasionally. And lately, though, there's been a detente from what I've seen. We shook hands and talked at a game that he was scouting at a few months ago. I know he knows basketball. I know it. Now, I don't know if he's forgotten what he knew, but I know that it's in there. There's never once a time when Gar Forman has talked about basketball that I was like, there's a guy who knows what he's doing, which is why, to me, he doesn't have a lot of value in the organization for me. Because, one, I don't think he knows what he's doing, and, two, he can't sell it. That when you hear him talk about what the Bulls are trying to do, you don't believe him. We don't believe you. You need more people.
Because he's gone back on things he's already said. Too many times he says one thing and does another. So I don't trust that he understands what he wants to do.
And then,
or he's able to do what he wants to do.
There's your coach. Your head coach who, this is year three, and I don't know if he can coach. That's not good.
We're going to talk to Cody Westerlund of The Score and 670thescore.com about this. He's been covering the Bulls for years. He covered the press conference today. He's going to have some insight into everything. I want to figure out exactly what John Paxson meant when he said a buyout of Dwayne Wade would have to be advantageous to the Bulls. I'm not quite sure what he's talking about there. And between now and 5:30, we're going to give away a foursome with a cart to play either the Brute or the Highlands at the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva. Got to be listening if you want to win. You have the score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And then I went out and had supper with Jerry Angelo, and then when we made Passionate Love, and it was a great night for me.
Then really. You read Maya Angelou.
I did.
Yep.
I did. And then we went and saw Phantom of the Opera. That's kind of night I like. I like to go out, not exactly sure what I'm getting into, just get into something.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Vig, located on Wells in Chicago.
Hello, hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this, because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way, without compromising reliability, on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for four lines, with HD video included. Not just Unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot/tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein, Kyle's going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened. This year has gotten away from him, and now it's just a power game, and we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
These include broadcast TV theatre.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
With his ability to shoot it, with his ability to play make, put the ball on the ground, he's a sneaky athlete.
White guy.
Yeah, he kind of caught himself there, didn't he?
Is he a coach's kid, too? Does Jim he have Rat. A high motor?
Jim Rat, coach on the floor, coach's son.
Is he the first one in and the last one to leave?
White guy.
Is he trustworthy?
White guy.
Or is he a smooth, natural athlete that just needs coaching?
With quick twitch muscles?
Just have to figure out where to play him. We know he's a fabulous athlete. We just got to figure out how to get the ball in his hands. And
he's got great genes.
This segment is brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. ADT. It's more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. I always like the contributions from our guy Jeff in Roscoe Village, Jeff Farer, who does some analysis and some writing on his own, particularly about the NBA. Follow him on Twitter at JFEY5. That's a good Twitter follow. Here's his thoughts. When the dust settled finally on the Butler deal, and the venom being spit by those that disagreed with the trade temporarily subsided, I hope Bulls fans can finally appreciate the leap into the unknown that the Bulls front office has decided to take. I understand it's difficult to accurately assess the return that the Bulls got in this deal, given the fact the future value of all three players is unknown. But the unknown right now, in and of itself, is more desirable to me than what we know. We know bringing Butler back would lead to praying for free agents to drift toward Chicago due to the inability to acquire assets by any other means. We know that Butler and Wade means once again hamstringing a coach who's been unable to install his system because of the power of stars that want the ball and stunting the development of current young players whose value is relatively unknown. And we know that all of this would be done within the Eastern Conference climate dominated by LeBron James and the Cavaliers and a Boston squad with assets, flexibility, and an empowered coach that looked to be here to stay. We know this wouldn't end in an NBA title. By hitting the reset button, they've taken a big leap. It may take a while, but year in, year out, mediocrity is not the goal. Chris Dunn, Lauri Markkanen, and Zach LaVine may not even be here when this process is done. And much to people's delight, Haxson and Foreman may not be here either. But the fact that we don't know is much more desirable to me at this point.
Agreed. And that's where I think a lot of fans that look at the Bulls are. I know that the most that I have interacted with on the show have felt that way, that let's do something else. Let's have the Bulls do something else and figure it out, because you still have to worry about, and I know that there's been the scuttlebutt of, oh, you know, LeBron could opt out and then he'd be out of the East. So what?
Yeah.
The other team's still waiting.
Here's some more info too. There's some information here that I think people should know. Regarding Butler's value and what the market actually was for him,
This is also from Jeff Fair. It says, Butler made his first All-NBA team this season at the age of 27. The last 10 wings, shooting guard or small forward, to make their first All-NBA team at age 27 or later are as follows. DeMar DeRozan, Joe Johnson, Manu Ginobili, Sean Marion, Peja Stojakovic, Jamal Mashburn, Eddie Jones, Glenn Rice, Reggie Miller, Detlef Schrempf. None of the aforementioned players went on to make a first-team All-NBA team. 8 of the 10 never made a second-team All-NBA. And none was the best player on a championship team. The point of playing in the NBA is to win titles. The Bulls weren't doing it with Butler. So Bulls fans who are upset about Butler being dealt need to come to terms with his actual value. I think I've been there. I think I've understood, too. It's also just what's going on off the court and everything else.
Dave McMiniman of ESPN got in a little bit of hot water because he said, look, there are 9 guys in the league. And we see he actually initially said 8. There are 8 guys in the league that you can win a championship. He had left Steph off the list. And I think that Jimmy Butler is a top 15 player. And he's probably at the end of that 15.
He's like 14th or 15th.
Right. And it just shows you the difference between even a guy that we could all agree belongs somewhere between 1 and 20 with Jimmy Butler. Is if he's at the end of that, he's not good enough to win you a title.
So his 8 would be LeBron, Durant, Kawhi, Russ, Harden. Did he have John Wall there yet?
I think that he had snuck in, but let me make sure. I'll get it.
Okay, I'm interested to know how he's defining some of these guys. If you're saying win a championship because of, is he, you know, where is Damian Lillard's not on that list?
See, because that to me is like he's like exactly where Jimmy is. Like you, I love watching that guy play, but you know. It's here. Here's his list: LeBron, Kawhi, Harden, Russ, Giannis.
Already, okay.
All right, Anthony Davis.
Okay,
now
and healthy.
Now here's what helps Jimmy. He put Karl-Anthony Towns on the list, and Kevin Durant, and then he
and left off Steph.
Then he's like, okay, Steph's already done it, so let me add Steph to the list too. But if right now, if you were saying Could you start over and it would be Steph? I don't know at this point in his career. But it shows you the difference between the real dudes. And we talk about this a real dude versus a guy who's really good. You know, who's really good. And that means you're not going to win titles, that you're going to be an 8th seed. Shout out to Leda Rahimi, who just tweeted at me. And she said, the other part is that you got to be in a warm weather city or have LeBron. Yeah. The concept of the Bulls as a place that free agents want to come to, that's an issue too. And a lot of these guys aren't even making it to free agency because they understand. And one of the best parts about the Bulls not keeping Jimmy Butler is that we now don't have to worry about them spending $240 million giving a guy who is legitimately a top 15 player in the league that type of cash.
Next up, Cody Westerlund is going to give us his interpretation of what was said today because there was a lot of big picture stuff, and he's got opinions on all of it. So keep it here. You've got the score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on the...
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins.
I used to love listening to The Score as a kid. It was always on in the car when I was driving to high school. And I loved the speaking truth to power, the exposing hypocrisy. My favorite segment was Who You Crappin'. I always wanted to call in and have them say, good luck with your first crap.
Join Danny Parkins on The Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The verdict is...